Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fred, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. And I feel like my voice might be back.
It sounds good. We're not together right now. We're not in the studio. But from what I hear in my ears right now, it sounds like you're getting back to normal.
I feel like I am. It feels way better today than it has.
How's the cough been?
The cough is excellent. My aunt prescribed me medicine. Boom. Gone.
Amazing. Fantastic. Love to hear it.
Great. Although on the up I'd like to say the last podcast, I talked about how I was going to go to the movies, have a nice wholesome Thursday night, blah, 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 blah. I did not do that. Long story short, I did go start drinking again, but I had a very wholesome Friday and Saturday. So that makes up for it.
It absolutely does. It was just so funny because like you bought the movie tickets and everything. Like you were there. Like you just it just was so close and got slightly derailed. It's fine. Like you said, you had a great Friday and Saturday. So that's all that matters.
5 o'clock hit and I was just in a mood and I was like, I need a fucking shot.
You felt parched. Just a little tickle.
Showed up to the bar, immediately ordered shots. Like it was 0 to 60 so fast. But like I said, Friday and Saturday, wholesome days. How's your weekend going, Fran?
It's lovely. I came up to see my parents. I'm in Martha's Vineyard. It's a beautiful weekend. Just been parents and dog content all weekend long. Really doesn't get more wholesome than that. Like just... It's nice. I don't really get to spend a lot of time with just my parents one-on-one. It's just me here with them, which is really very nice. And I think my parents sneaky really like it too. I don't know about my mom, but my dad definitely does.
Did you like my reply to your story?
of the picture of Flo?
Yes.
Well, I just imagined you making that exact face. I was like, she definitely is somewhere. It was like Saturday, like mid Saturday. I'm like, she is for sure just like tongue out somewhere.
Yes. But that sounds lovely. I wish I could have joined you guys. It seemed like a beautiful time and wholesome weekends for everybody. Obviously, I watch Outer Banks. But we can't talk about it yet because Francesca has not watched it. And I will say, I'm fucking pissed at your boyfriend. I'll say it straight up. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pissed at him.
Look, I am really doing my best to be a good girlfriend. And, you know,
you got to be a good co-host. You got to be a good co-host. Forget the boyfriend.
I know, but we agreed that we weren't going to fully talk about it till Friday anyway. So I have time. If God forbid, I said it has to be. We had a whole like discussion about it. We're not together this weekend. And therefore he texted me and was like, don't you dare watch Outer Banks without me. And I was like, that really throws off my plans. I totally expected to get in some episodes while I was up here. However, we had a discussion where I said, like, you better be ready to binge because I'm not holding back and I got to have the whole thing done by Thursday. So you better be ready to get all these episodes in when I get home. And he agreed. So we're on the same page there. So I will finish by the time we have to record our recap of the whole season for Friday.
But people are pissed. They're like, we want to hear it today because people have been watching.
I know, but it's back and forth. The people who finish obviously want to hear us talk about it. But then I did see a bunch of people being like, thank you for giving us a week. You know, I had plans this weekend. I'm not going to be able to watch till Monday, Tuesday, whatever. So hopefully this is a way that pleases everyone. I know for those that finished it already, we will get there. Watch it again. Watch it.
Yeah, run it back, everyone. Run it back.
Run it back. Watch it again.
I will say one thing only about this season because I don't want to spoil for anybody who hasn't watched it. And I don't especially want to spoil for you, Fran.
Yeah.
I want to say once again, I do understand you having to wait for Joe. I don't want to come across rude. JJ, holy fuck, is that kid sexy as shit? Like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And they might be listening to this.
We got to get some JJ merch.
Yeah, we got to get JJ merch stat. And I'm sorry to if any of the cast members hear this. I just got to put it out there. The man is looking real good during this season. And I think everyone's on the same page with that. The whole cast is looking phenomenal, of course. But JJ, he's looking great.
All of the content that we're getting from them now is amazing. The Cosmopolitan spread that they all did. Oh my, the picture of Maddie and Chase.
Ugh.
I frame it. I would frame it and put it in my apartment. It's that good. And did you watch Maddie's Vogue 24 hours?
I've not watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it, obviously.
Yes. It's a 10 minute video. It's on her Instagram. And it's so cute. So like, I just love her so much. Like just Same. As a person. Like, she seems so cool. And she was talking about getting ready to go film Knives Out, the second one. And like, she was just like, it's just like really fucking cool. Excuse my language, you know, but like, she's so cute. Chase was in it for a little bit. The dogs was in it. She was talking about horseback riding. I mean, just woman after my own heart. I love her. It's just so great.
The whole cast is great. Seeing obviously all the videos of them filming everything, all the pictures that come out after, just it brings you back. It brings you back to the first season.
I know. It gives you that butterflies feeling you get when it's like it takes you back to last summer when we were all meeting them for the first time. You feel the tingles again.
I had chills as soon as I pressed play and I cried multiple times in the first episode. Like it's unbelievable. Everybody watch it. We'll talk about it on Friday. But let's get into the topics for today's show.
Oh, wait, I wanted to say what I didn't, because I couldn't watch Outer Banks, I did watch the Love is Blind After the Altar special. And it was, I just got, if anybody else has watched it, one of the weirdest things I've ever watched in my life. Like,
I did not watch it.
Francesca's in it. Too Hot to Handle Francesca is in it. Because of Damien, and those pictures. And it just felt like the most scripted, contrived thing I've ever seen. It was like Damien inviting Francesca to the anniversary party. And it was like this very uncomfortable confrontation between Giannina and Francesca. It was so awkward and painful to watch. I couldn't believe it. It was so bizarre. I was like, I can't believe Netflix... Like Netflix somehow must have gotten Francesca and Damien to agree to do this. Like otherwise, I don't know if what I watched was real life. I don't want to be in real life. It was that uncomfortable. Like I need to believe that it was entirely fake.
There is no way any of that is real life. That shit has to be scripted.
Yeah.
Has to be.
It had to be. It was absurd. That was all I wanted to say about that. Cause that was what I watched since I couldn't watch Outer Banks.
I'm so insulted and offended that you watch that instead of Outer Banks. But anyways.
No, I know.
Let's get into the topics.
I have to do something.
Yeah, I get it. Let's get into the topics for today's show. It's not a big one, folks. It's not a big one. It's a rough summer Monday, but we will be talking about. Yeah, it's August. We will be talking about.
That's going to be our excuse.
Billie Eilish's new album, and Scarlett Johansson is in a battle with Disney. And of course, we have a great game of trivia. So let's get into it, starting off with Billie Eilish's new album.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Billie Eilish released her second album this past Friday called Happier Than Ever. And my Lord, am I obsessed with this album. I have listened to it straight through at least 5 times this past weekend already. I cannot stop listening to this album.
This is the thing with me and Billie Eilish. I love Billie Eilish as a person. I think she's unbelievable. So cool. I listen to her music and I am like, this is great. Like I can respect the talent that she has and the sound and her voice and her vocals and everything. There's only a few songs that I really like.
Really?
Yeah. Like there's only a few songs that I'll go back to and listen to again. Like not saying that I didn't like it. Like I listened, I'm like, this is all good. And it's very hard for me to explain the feeling. Like, but there's only a few
that
I'll
go back
to. Yeah. There's only a few that I'll go back to and listen to again. Happier Than Ever is one of those.
Happier Than Ever is such a fucking good song.
Unbelievably good song.
I was crying to it this morning. I was crying to it this morning, obviously, because it's such a good song. There's no skips for me except the talking one, Not My Responsibilities.
Yeah.
That one I skip because it's just talking. All the other ones I'm obsessed with. I love this album. I just keep repeating myself, but I loved her first album, but this one, I love it even more. Like, I just think everything about it, there's so many different sounds. Like, Happier Than Ever, we got like rock and roll Billy. Then Oxytocin, I feel like we got like, I don't know, DJ Billy. Like, I was like, where am I? Am I in the club right now? Like, dancing on myself. I don't know. Every song, I could find something that I appreciated about it.
She is a stellar,
Haley's Comet, beautiful,
unbelievable song. Yeah. I mean, the songwriting is incredible. That's what I'm saying. Like the pure talent is undeniable between her and like the production, everything that they
Phineas,
do, everything that they
course.
Put into. Shout out Phineas. She's got to be very happy with the finished product. Now, Rhea, after listening to the album and loving it so much, will you go see Billy? Like, would you go see Billy on tour?
100%. I'm going to this concert.
Yeah.
I ordered a sweatshirt already. It was like $125. I ordered it immediately.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's the sign of loving an album. That's normally what happens to me. If I listen to an album and I'm so obsessed with it, I immediately go and buy the sweatshirt.
I also just felt like, and I feel like everyone can relate to songs, obviously. Like, yeah. That's why people love music so much, because they feel like they can relate to it. I just felt like this album was made for me specifically. And I know a lot of people, I know a lot of people feel that way probably, but I had people DMing me. Like, I feel like Billie Eilish wrote this for you. Obviously I know this, guys, I'm not that conceited, but it just felt,
I'm not going to lie, I did think of that when I was listening to some of the songs, like listening to the words, and I was outside and I was like, this makes sense why Rhea likes this so much.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And what's great is so many other girls, I think, feel the exact same way, which is why Billie is so good at what she does.
Exactly. Very, and all girls Taylor around Swift the same age. You know. Yes, exactly.
Very different sound, but it emits the same kind of like emotions and feelings.
Yeah, I like this better than Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah. Like, yeah, 100%. I absolutely understand that. It's a totally, totally different kind of sound, but it's a long album. I was impressed, you know, not that many songs, not the last album. I mean, not to compare because it's obviously very different, but I was very surprised that there wasn't that many songs on John Mayer's album. It goes kind of short.
People got to be putting out albums like Billie, you know, there was a phase though that people were putting out like 6-7 songs. You remember that?
Yeah. 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 That
and
was
then people
bizarre.
Stopped doing that. But that was like a little phase where there was like a year where people was putting out albums with like 6-7 songs. Yeah.
I think 16, 12 is like
16 songs is a lot. Spot.
16 songs is a lot. A whole lot.
It definitely is. How many songs is on Sob Rock?
I think 10, but already like there's like already three out for like 3 years. I didn't really talk about it, but I was a little disappointed.
Noah, finally
a little
make
disappointed, John. No, I just like
we'd like,
you know,
to hear like,
I felt a little let down, but I still love John. He's still my number one.
What about Billy's album?
Right. It is 10 songs.
I love Billy's album. I was very impressed. Yeah. There weren't that many songs that I didn't like either. And I love like all the production and everything.
I saw you awesome. Gave a tag to Phineas on your story. I was like, that's huge for Phineas.
Yeah, I was hoping he maybe see me. Yeah. He saw, yeah, he responded like, oh my God, this means so
huge,
much to me,
Noah. The Chicks in the Office producer, huge.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just a little producer. Let's have a little chat.
Yeah, just a little, yeah. Shout out producers.
Yep.
Exactly. Let's just end on that note. Shout out producers.
Hell yeah. Scarlett Johansson has taken on the big dogs. She's taken on Mickey Mouse himself. She's suing Disney. It is really turning into quite a messy battle already. Scarlett Johansson is basically claiming that, you know, in her contract, the way it was structured for Black Widow was there would be certain bonuses hit for box office numbers, ticket sales, things like that. They released Black Widow on Disney Plus as well as in theaters. And she's saying that, you know, it was a breach of contract. She was not, you know, those numbers weren't, she wasn't able to hit those numbers because less people were going to see it in the theater. And Disney came back with a very angsty, like mean, not mean, but like aggressive statement that was shocking compared. Like I was surprised how aggressive they came in trying to like attack her.
Mm-hmm.
A Disney spokesperson put out this statement and they said that Ms. Johansson's suit had no merit and is, quote, especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The company said it fully complied with Ms. Johansson's contract. And furthermore, the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus with premier access has significantly enhanced her ability to earn additional compensation on top of the $20 million she has received to date. So not only do they throw the pandemic in there and say, like, basically, I feel like they wanted people to think she was being greedy, that she's asking for this money when, you know, there's a pandemic going on. And then actually disclosing how much money she has made to date, which is interesting because of just the amount of money that Marvel and these other actors have made across the board when it comes to the Marvel movies. Chris Hemsworth.
To me, I think it's crazy that
millions.
First of all, like a contract's a contract, in my opinion, when it comes down to this stuff, when it's like, if this happens, you're supposed to be making this amount of money, then you should get that money. And if you're not notified about something else, then I think that's fucked up. No matter if there's a pandemic or not, she signed a contract. And so I feel like they should follow through with that, but they're clearly being stingy and they're being kind of rude, I think.
Guess how much money, I mean, now we're like debating how crazy it is what some of these guys made for the different movies. Like, I just think it's so shady to like try and it brings out this feeling of how these lead women get paid compared to some of these men.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. Guess how much money Robert Downey Jr. made for Avengers Endgame?
$100 million.
Close. $75 million.
That's a fuck ton of money. The guy's just an actor.
And that's
when you really think about it.
Avengers Endgame.
If you think about it, the guy's just an actor acting in a movie and he's getting $75 million fucking dollars.
How much was the budget for that whole movie then? Because there's so many stars in that.
I mean, like, it had to be like $1 billion. I don't, because Chris Evans,
get your money, but that's fucking crazy.
Chris Evans got $15 million for Avengers Endgame. Chris Hemsworth got $15 million for Endgame.
Robert Downey Jr. is fucking Iron Man, though.
Damn, the budget.
No, so I'm saying he got $75 million, and he said even the first Iron Man movie in 2008, he got $2.5 million. Robert Downey Jr., which, you know, in 2008, like that was just shit done. He's obviously made more in all the other movies that he's done for Marvel. So like to try and say like the $20 million Scarlett Johansson has made to date, it's like chump change compared to what they've paid the fucking other people in all the Marvel movies.
Right. If they're throwing 75 mil at Robert Downey Jr. for Avengers Endgame, I'm pretty sure they could throw Scarlett Johansson some more money.
Also, the budget for that was $356 million, but they made at the box office alone almost $3 billion. So
$3 billion is a real number. Can you imagine that? That is, I just want everyone to think about how that is a real number that exists in people's bank accounts. $3 billion, not million, billion.
It is, you know, it's crazy. And it is interesting, though, because she's obviously the first one to really big star to really do this, because I think it's going to open the door for a lot of other people, whether it's Disney or other, like, because so many studios now are attached to streaming services. These contracts are going to have to be worked in a way where, like, if it's going on a streaming service, how do you, like, how does the actor or actress, like, make that money that they would in bonuses on a streaming service? Because, you know, she's basically saying that they put trying to promote Disney Plus over giving her the opportunity and fulfilling the contract and doing what, you know, clearly she was hoping would happen. The lawsuit states that Black Widow had been guaranteed a wide theatrical release when Johansson signed her deal with Marvel. According to the complaint, Disney tortuously interfered with that deal for its own advantage. Why would Disney forego hundreds of millions of dollars in box office receipts by releasing the picture in theaters at a time when it knew the theatrical market was weak, rather than waiting a few months for that market to recover? The complaint asks. One information and belief, the decision to do so was made at least in part because Disney saw the opportunity to promote its flagship subscription service using the picture and Miss Johansson, thereby attracting new paying monthly subscribers, retaining existing ones, and establishing Disney Plus as a must-have service in an increasingly competitive marketplace. The complaint adds that Disney's actions not only increased the value of Disney Plus, but it also intentionally saved Marvel and thereby itself what Marvel itself referred to as a, quote, very large box office bonuses that Marvel otherwise would have been obligated to pay Miss Johansson. The complaint further states that Disney made no attempt to redo her deal once the decision was made to send Black Widow to streaming. Disney and Marvel largely engorged Miss Johansson, essentially forcing her to file this action. She's not wrong. And I think that a lot, there's going to be other actresses that do this. I saw some articles about Emma Stone saying like Emma Stone could follow this as well, because she may have had a similar kind of contract for Cruella. And then that also came out on Disney Plus as well. So interesting.
I feel like it's only going to get messier from here by Disney's response to the whole thing. So yeah. I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Right. You think that you sue Disney and it's someone like Scarlett Johansson, they try and like get it over with quick, like maybe settle or pay her. It's not like Disney doesn't have the money, like, to, you know, and instead they came out with like a ruthless statement. And now it just feels like
that's the thing. It's like, no matter how right you are, I feel like it's going to be tough to take down Disney. Like they're Disney.
Of course.
Like they have endless
big Disney.
Money.
Like, yeah, like I said, it's very hard to take down Disney. It's Scarlett Johansson. Kudos to her for, you know, fighting for what she deserves here. And I don't know, we'll see what happens, but Disney will not be going down quietly. That's probably, we can all agree on that. We have another fantastic game of Beat Rhea and Fran before we get into that, guys.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game 15, and we have our first international contestants on today's show. They are a couple from Canada. Give it up for Megan and Matt.
Woo!
Yeah. Crowd goes wild. That might have been my best intro yet.
That definitely was. We're really excited. Like Rhea said, you guys are our first international contestants, and the stakes are high, guys. We're 13-1, and we've only ever lost to a couple. So we're you know, taking a big risk here, having another couple on.
Questions on.
Yes, but we're very excited. I will explain the rules, and we can get going. So there are 15 total questions. Whoever has the most points at the end is the winner. If you get the question wrong, the other team has the opportunity to steal that point. And to begin, to determine which team will go first, Noah will select a movie, and we must guess the Rotten Tomatoes score. Whoever is closest will get to go first. You guys will start. You guys will make one guess, then we'll guess, then back to you, then back to us. So each person gets one guess. You can decide who guesses first. Noah.
Okay, today's movie is John Tucker Must Die.
Holy
15 year
shit.
Anniversary. So I saw that and I was like, 15
year
it.
Anniversary.
I was yesterday. Just talking about this movie last night. Like, that just creeped me out. All right, you guys go first.
Okay, I feel like it's like mid. I'm gonna go like 62.
Fuck, I was gonna go 63. Were you? I swear to God. Swear to God, was going to go 63. I'm going to go 46.
Okay, back to you guys.
36.
Interesting. So we're in 60s, 40s. Should I go high? What was your guess?
46.
Okay. I'm going to go with 78.
27.
Oh my God.
Yep. So they get it.
27?
That movie deserves higher.
I kind of feel. I couldn't tell if it was one of those ones that it was going to be low because that's the movie, or if it was maybe going to get the respect it deserved.
It's a great movie.
No, clearly not. Okay. All right, Megan and Matt, you guys will kick us off. You will start. You will go first. Noah, take it away.
All right. Question number one. Shout out Cameron from Philly. What are the three countries Sharpay Evans references in the song Fabulous from High School Musical 2?
Turkey. Turkey, Spain, and England.
Yeah, I agree.
Final answer.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, that was a good one. I was hoping she wasn't going to get that one.
I knew you had that one.
I did.
Rhea knows every word.
I didn't know if that was going to be hard or not.
I sing that song like every day.
Yeah, it's going to be stuck in my head now.
All right, 1-0, Megan and Matt. This one's to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Heather from Columbia, South Carolina. And Hannah Montana. Jackson quits working for Rico, and he and Oliver create what new popular dish to sell, and it becomes wildly popular.
Isn't it the cheese jerky?
Say what?
Yeah.
Wiki fresh. I whorp waffles. Cheese jerky.
Correct.
You know what's actually very funny is last week playing trivia, there was a Hannah Montana question, and I thought in my head, I whorp waffles, what it stands for, would be a great question. That kind of was close to it. Interesting. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yeah, it's okay. That's okay.
Tied up at one. This one's back to Megan and Matt. Shout out Brittany from Minneapolis. Name this year based on the three biggest songs from this year. Low, Flo Rida, Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis, No One, Alicia Keys.
Yeah, I heard this for sure. So, okay.
Low.
Not like super low, 2000s.
Say, what were we in grade? How old were we? What year was that?
Requires a lot of math.
2015, back four. I'd say almost 11.
Oh, you think it's higher?
Okay, go no. Before that. What do you think? 2007, 8, 9, 8?
7. It's early.
Big guess. Go for it.
Time is up.
Okay, 2007.
Incorrect.
2008. I was thinking 2008. 2008's final answer.
Correct.
I, for some reason, see low parentheses 2008 in my head. I don't know why.
For me, Bleeding Love was the one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yep.
Okay.
I have to let you know.
Thank you.
2-1, Rhea and Fran. And this question is to them. Shout out Jaden from Franklin, Ohio. Name three people that have a color in their name.
What?
Name three people that...
Celebrities?
Okay. Celebrity, celebrity, obviously.
Pink. Good one. Good one.
Somebody's got to have blue in their name. Somebody's got to have blue.
Right now.
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy.
She counts.
Pink, Blue Ivy, and...
5 seconds.
Orange. Trippy Red.
Trippy Red. That counts.
All right. Those were the least... Like, I didn't have those three down, but yes, that counts. What I have down is Hannah Brown, Jack Black, Corbin Blue, Millie Bobby Brown, Blake Gray, Dream.
Brown. Could have thought... There's a lot of people with Brown as
Betty
last name. That was probably...
Betty White.
Wow. We came up with Pink, Blue Ivy, and Trippy Red. Okay.
I don't know where our brains went there, but I'm proud of us.
Okay. Good stuff.
All right. 3-1, Rian Friend now. This question's to Megan and Matt. Shout out Nori from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Which of the following didn't guest star on American Horror Story? A. Neil Patrick Harris. B. Mila Kunis. C. Naomi Campbell. D. Stevie Nicks.
Not seen that show.
Sam.
We gotta just guess.
Okay. Neil Patrick Harris, feel like he'd be on it, sure.
Think so?
Maybe.
Who is B?
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I think it's A or B.
Oh, okay.
You pick. I picked last time and got it wrong. Well, so.
I'm total shot in the dark.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
go
B then, right?
Sure.
Sure, okay, I'll go B.
Correct.
Wow.
And that was also so Canadian. I loved it. It was like, oh, okay. I'm gonna go with B. That was great.
It was.
All right. Rhea and Fran are up 3-2 now. Shout out Kate for this next question.
I like these questions, by the way.
Yeah, thank good you. Vibes so far.
All right. In Macklemore's song, Thrift Shop, how much money does he say he has in his pocket?
Only got $20 in my pocket. Right? I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. No, only got $30?
Only got $10.
Only got $10.
I mean, they all sound right.
They all sound right. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my.
Try it with 10. Just try it with 10.
I'm gonna pop tags. Only got $10. No.
No, 5?
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $5.
No, time 20. It's 20.
Okay,
it's 20.
$20.
We're going 20. 20, final answer.
Correct. Oh, I can't believe you thought it might have been 10.
10 was crazy.
I know. I was hoping you'd
20 just. 20 sounded right, but then we came to it too fast. I thought maybe it was a trick.
I was confident in that one. You had me tripped up after you said 10.
All right, 4-2, Rian Friend now.
I was just enjoying you singing it to yourself, like looking that way.
This question is to Megan and Matt. Shout out Katie from Foxborough. In 2012, Wizards of Waverly Place had their last season. What movie did Selena Gomez star in that came out the same year?
First movie out the same name.
12, Selena Gomez. I know.
She in like a simple story. What else is she?
Oh, that one where her and Demi switch places or whatever.
Oh, that's Princess Protection Program.
Maybe
10 seconds.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's.
Sure.
Princess Protection Program.
Incorrect.
Is it Monte Carlo?
Oh, that hurts.
What the heck is Monte Carlo?
Monte Carlo, the movie that Selena Gomez is in.
Oh, really? I don't know what that movie is.
What? I'm going Monte Carlo.
Yeah, go for it. I don't know what that is, but you sound confident.
Okay, Monte Carlo.
Incorrect. Spring Breakers.
Oh, shit. You've never seen Monte Carlo?
That shocks me.
I'm sure I have. It just
doesn't.
But you
look at me like you've never even heard of that movie.
It didn't pop up right away in my head. 2012. Yeah, that's later for her. Should have Spring Breakers.
Yeah, we should have known.
Yeah.
Okay. Still 4-2, Rian Fran.
Oh, this was 2011.
Monte Carlo?
Yeah.
This question. This question is to Rian Fran. Shout out Claire from Milwaukee. What two musicians are named in the lyrics of Miley Cyrus's song Party in the USA?
Jay-Z and Britney Spears.
Yep. Correct. Final answer. What she
correct.
Said.
Correct.
Thank you.
That's me. To double correct. Check that one? No. Oh, shoot. No, I knew it was correct. I just
wanted to double check.
5-2, Rian Fran. This one is to Megan and Matt. Shout out Haley from Ontario, Canada. We got a whole Canada
love it.
Question here.
Oh.
Hope you don't know her.
What Halloween costume was Wendy Williams wearing when she fainted on TV? Oh.
Great question.
Like you don't know. I don't know. It could be a witch. It could be a pumpkin.
It could be a lot of things. I have no clue.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm trying to think. It's got to be a meme. It could happen. So I'm trying to think of her in a meme falling down. And I can't think of it.
5 seconds.
I'll let you go for it. Yeah, sure.
Let's go witch.
Incorrect.
Statue of Liberty.
Correct.
It is a meme.
You are on the right track. Yeah. It is a very, it's a gif used all the time.
Yes.
And she's got the crown, the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. They're Canadian. They don't give a shit about the Statue
of
Liberty.
You know.
Yeah.
That would have never came up for them, Statue of Liberty.
All right. 6-2, Rian Fran now. Pulling away. Shout out Catherine from Vancouver.
He says with disdain in his voice.
Catherine from Vancouver. Name these Jennifer Aniston movies from oldest to most recent. The Bounty Hunter, The Breakup, We Are the Millers, Along Came Polly.
Okay, oldest to newest, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Along Came Polly. Along Came Polly.
And then I think
then
The Breakup.
The Breakup, then Bounty Hunter, and then We're the Millers. But I'm confused about
I don't know, but the last two, Bounty Hunter and We're the Millers. Bounty Hunter's with Gerard Butler. I feel like he may have been pre-We're the Millers time. Like he did those.
Definitely.
He did Lady Ugly Truth.
Definitely.
Okay, so we're going Along Came Polly.
The Breakup.
Bounty Hunter, then We're the Millers.
Correct.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston and The Bounty Hunter was like, I had the biggest crush on her when I was a kid.
That really was like, that was
of
like,
all,
like,
the, of all
like,
the movies.
Of all the movies.
Of
that
all
was like,
the movies.
For me, that
Jennifer
was like
Aniston's
peak Jennifer
been.
Aniston,
really?
Bounty Hunter.
I think, you know, she looks, obviously she looks good in every movie, but Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
Great Jennifer Aniston movie. Yeah.
All right, 7-2.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's hot. Let's get on with the show.
7-2, Rian Fran. This next one, I'm going to play a clip from a movie, and you tell me what movie it's from. To Megan and Matt.
Is that how you say hello? Where you coming from?
Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't believe I shot Bill Murray.
Play it again. Play it again. A little closer to the mic. It was very quiet.
Is that how you say hello? Where you coming from?
Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't believe I shot Bill Murray.
I don't even recognize the voices.
Yeah, me neither.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll just pass it. I don't even have a guess.
Rian Fran.
Yeah, I agree.
The voice is Michael Cera. Is it not?
Yeah, but he says what he says.
I can't believe I shot Bill Murray. I don't know what that's from.
So,
oh my god.
So what? Yeah, I don't know either. is clearly a comedy.
It's not super
that
bad.
Bill Murray makes a cameo in. And he gets shot by Michael Cera.
None of you have seen this. Okay.
Maybe we have.
Wait.
Is it Scott Pilgrim Against the World or something like that?
No.
That's we're not going to have a guest, so we don't know.
Zombieland.
I've never seen Zombieland.
Oh, such a good movie. Nope. That was such a good
But it was Michael Cera, right?
No, Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, close. Close enough.
No, that's not. I mean, Michael, like, I really thought that was Michael Cera.
That did sound like him. Yeah, no, I've never seen Zombieland.
Damn.
Shit. Have you guys seen Zombieland?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you guys seen Adventureland?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Damn.
Kristen Stewart?
Nope.
Anything Jesse Eisenberg does is good in my book.
Jesse Eisenberg, low-key hot.
That's a take.
like I'd fuck Jesse Eisenberg, Social Network, Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay. So Mark Zuckerberg.
This is now.
But Jesse Eisenberg, not Mark Zuckerberg.
This is now getting off topic, but like a few months ago, a bunch of us had like a heated debate of whether Jesse Eisenberg was an A-list actor. Would you say he's an A-list actor?
No.
Okay.
Anyways.
Did you fight for yes?
I was one of the only people fighting for yes.
That makes sense. That checks
even
out.
Megan and Matt said no, too. So.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg, not
probably don't know who he is. Okay.
But if you would fuck Jesse Eisenberg from Social Network, put your hands in the air right now if you're listening. All right, moving
Mark
on.
So you like Mark Zuckerberg?
No. I'm not talking about Mark Zuckerberg. I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
It's like the guy who plays Nikki Sixx in The Dirt. I want to fuck.
Yeah, Douglas,
that makes more
Douglas,
sense.
In the dirt.
Yeah, that's because Douglas Booth is hot as hell.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Like he's a rock star, not like some coder.
Okay,
not playing Mark Zuckerberg. Okay.
We have four questions left, and it is 7-2 Rian Fran. This question is to Rian Fran. Shout out Kyra from Waterloo, Ontario. Which actress was offered the role of Sandra Bullock's character in Gravity? A. Scarlett Johansson. B. Nicole Kidman. C. Angelina Jolie. D. Julia Roberts.
I want to say... Oh, wait. Is this not our question?
This is our question.
I want to say Angelina Jolie.
Sandra Bullock's role in Gravity. Read them one more time, please.
A. Scarlett Johansson. B. Nicole Kidman. C. Angelina Jolie. D. Julia Roberts.
Yeah, I'm between ScarJo and Angelina Jolie. I would go with Angelina Jolie. I feel like she wasn't really acting at that
time.
You
know what's crazy? We've done this before.
Time is up.
Is it Scarlett Johansson?
No,
or is
I know,
it
I know.
Jolie?
Angelina
Let's go
Jolie.
Angelina
Final
Jolie.
Answer.
Correct.
Let's go. I don't know why. I felt that one in my gut.
Yeah, you did.
All right. 8-2 now.
Shit. Shit.
Shout out Allie from Cleveland for this next one. What are the names of the two teams who make it to the finals in the movie Dodgeball?
Cobras or whatever. Yeah, right. Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Okay. It's the Average Joes and Team Cobra.
Cobras?
I don't know whether to accept
that. I think you can accept it.
Okay.
It's Purple Cobras, it's close enough.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take it.
They're purple.
They lost anyway.
Yeah, as I said, yeah.
We'll
yeah.
Give it.
Yeah. For points,
we'll
points.
Take it.
Just for the score.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's also close enough.
If that's
what I gave as an answer, I'd be pissed if you didn't if you take it.
All right, 8-3. This one is to Rian Fran. Shout out Sydney from Connecticut. Which Grammy-winning artist discovered Maggie Rogers? A.
Oh, I know this.
Oh, you know it. Wait, is this to you?
Yeah, it's our question.
Just say it, then.
Okay,
don't even get
it.
Pharrell.
Correct.
Final answer.
Wow.
Yeah. Great video.
I love Maggie Rogers.
The other choices were going to be Ludacris, CeeLo Green, or Justin Timberlake.
Well, she knew it. So.
Yeah.
I know. Thanks for filling us in. Just wanted to get Sydney's full question.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's very fair.
Good question, Sydney.
Okay. Last question.
I know this one.
This one's to Megan and Matt. Last one. Shout out Morgan from Chatham, New Jersey.
Oh.
Morgan.
I know a couple Morgans from Chatham, New Jersey.
Okay.
I think I know all of them. So
do you think you know every Morgan and Chatham?
No, 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 not every. But if they're submitting questions to our show, I think I would maybe know maybe. Who it is.
Maybe.
I don't have a last name on
it. Hey, Morgan.
Okay. In his song Pop Star, Drake drops 6 celebrities' names. Name 3.
Wow. He says Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
He's got to drop Selena. He drops Justin for sure, right? Does he? Am I wrong?
Because Justin's saying it in the video. What'd you say?
Yeah, he's in the video, which is what made me think of him. I don't know.
Okay, Selena, Scooter Braun, and...
Well, there's 6.
I know.
I can't even think of the words.
I don't know.
Time is up.
You want to just go? We'll just go Scooter, Selena, and Justin.
Correct.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go.
Ariana, who are the other ones? Selena, Kevin Costner, Bieber.
Whitney Houston.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Bodyguard looked like Kevin Costner.
Yep.
Whitney Houston, David Foster.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
David Foster. All right.
All right. 9-4 final score. Rian Fran.
Nailed it. Finally, take it away again. The fear of losing to a couple. Thank God.
Out of the way.
But yeah. you guys were great. Thank you so much for playing. And thank you so much for being our first international contestants. You will forever hold that role
in our hearts.
Title. Yes. We're honored.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We love you guys so very dearly. Make sure you are watching Outer Banks. If you watched it, watch it again. We'll be talking about it on Friday, and we will be back with our Bachelorette recap this Wednesday.
With a special guest, yes.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So golden.